Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good day, a good afternoon, a good evening. Regardless, I'm here. I'm going to be hanging out, and I'm here for a good time. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means Monday through Friday. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much to our guest in the first hour, Matt Maiocco. He came through and talked with us about the 49ers. Is Brandon Ayuk going to get traded? Is he not going to get traded? It seems like it changes every day, every hour, every second. We'll see sooner than later. Speaking of guests, we have another guest who's going to join us. Paul Kuharsky is going to come through and chat with us about the Tennessee Titans. They've been adding pieces to their defense. Free agents. They just brought in Jamal Adams and Diggs, Quandre Diggs. And Will Levis is looking to make a jump, I guess we can call it that. And DeAndre Hopkins is dealing with some injuries. So we'll talk some Tennessee Titans football in about 20 minutes from now. Some other news that we've discussed so far throughout the show. The new contract that's been handed out to Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker. Signing on a new deal, a new contract, 4 years, $25 million. We talked about Simone Biles, her time at the Olympics. It's done. She's finished. No more competing. She didn't pick up any more golds. She got a silver on the floor. She did not medal at the balance beam because she fell off. And she's still better than 99.99999% of people on Earth. She doesn't know if she's going to compete in 2028 because she says she's getting old. And at 27 years old, currently as a gymnast, she is old. Let's see what she does in 2028 in LA if she even competes. We talked about the New York Giants, specifically Daniel Jones. He didn't necessarily go out there throwing a haymaker, but he was involved in a little bit of a little fracas earlier today. As the New York Giants get ready to take on the Lions this upcoming Thursday, we got into Michigan. The cheating scandal surrounding Connor Stallions continues on. Yeah, Connor was the guy who was stealing signs, like buying tickets and stealing signs for upcoming opposition. Great job. Jim Harbaugh says, I'm not a liar, I'm not a cheater, even though he's now the coach of the Chargers. And Sharon Moore, the new head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, he's likely going to pay for it at some point in time. Let's see if the punishment actually matters. And then we talked about the kickoff, the new kickoff in the NFL. We've seen it for the first time in last week's Hall of Fame game. I blinked. I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's see what it looks like in a regular season. And Sean Payton of the Denver Broncos, he's just like, listen, folks, I don't know if this is going to work. I think a lot of teams are just going to be looking for a touchback. We need to move the ball up. Instead of being at the 30, we need to put it at the 35 to deter teams from just kicking it past the end zone. Sean Payton, the man of many opinions. What else is new? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of opinions, if we know anything about opinions, it's that everybody has one. You don't have to look any further than opening up your cell phone or logging on to Facebook or Twitter or X just to hear people complaining, because there's always something to complain about, right? There's always somebody who's putting in their two cents about something that they don't know about or understand. Well, in the case of football, we're in the same space. 3 weeks, we got college football. Now, just about a month, we have NFL football. And what does that mean? Everybody has an opinion. Hickey, which opinion should we go into first? Should we talk about the college opinions or the NFL opinions?
Let's talk college opinions.
We talked about I can tell you some of these opinions are likely to change. The college players, or no, the coaches, just came out, just released the coaches poll of the top 25 teams heading into this upcoming season. Dare I say, to the shock of no one, the SEC and the Big Ten dominated. The Georgia Bulldogs, right down the road from me here in Athens, they're expected to be the number one team on the top 25 rankings. What a shock, right? None at all. I mean, they're probably robbed from an opportunity. Well, they didn't rob. They lost, okay? You lose, you lose. Lost to Alabama, they lost. Anyway, they missed out on their chance to go back-to-back. Didn't make the college football playoff. Carson Beck is back. So the Georgia Bulldogs are expected to be one of the best teams in college football again. Preseason coaches poll rankings, they are numero uno. And so Kirby Smart, he spoke last week, this past Thursday. I might care about the rankings. Other people might care about the rankings. Kirby Smart says, me, my team, my squad, well, we don't care.
I don't feel like we're familiar with it because we just don't pay attention to it. You know, you guys are probably more familiar with it than we are in terms of, like, well, that's the expectation. They're going to start the season top five, or they're going to be predicted to win the East or West when it was there, or they're going to be predicted to win the SEC. I've never honestly paid any attention to it, and we don't talk about it as a team. So, you know, the expectation is we're going to develop and worry about today's day and not really – we don't think about that.
Oh, man, damn. Well, I get why would you? I mean, Nick Saban, when he was out there coaching, now he's not. Nick Saban said all of this, in particular from the media, was rat poison. But these are from the coaches. You would think that this matters, right? Georgia is number one on the coaches poll. Who's number two? Oh, it's a beneficiary of Michigan, kind of, I'm going to say falling apart. It's a different version of Michigan. Ohio State is ranked number two. We know Marvin Harrison is now gone. Kyle McCord went to Syracuse. Even though this guy he was catching strays and hard knocks by Giants coaches as they spoke to Marvin Harrison about his quarterback. Will Howard comes over from Kansas State. Ohio State, their defense is supposed to be top-notch. No more excuses at all, none whatsoever, for Ryan Day. And so, Ryan, what are your thoughts on these expectations heading into this season?
You heard a couple guys on our team talk about the expectations. We're not going to talk about that anymore, but there's a reason they came back, and it wasn't not to reach our goals. That's just the truth. So You know, I think it's there, but we'll find out. We'll find out what this foundation looks like as we get into the season and get the, you know, some of those storms that are coming our way.
Oh, man. It's normal college coach speak, right? Nobody cares about the outside noise. Hickey, we can write a playbook on what coaches are going to say now, right? Nothing. Nobody says anything new.
There's a reason why the term, you can call it a cliche, coach speak, is said so often.
Oh, my goodness. Mike Tomlin said something cool today, right? He said, I'm going to talk to my quarterbacks every day. It doesn't matter what's going on because there's no substitute for time spent. Like, that was something I've never heard before. Hickey, I'm like, okay, at least Mike Tomlin said something original.
He is the master at saying nothing but saying it in something. An interesting way.
Yeah, I will take that. Yeah, I'll take that better than something that Belichick would say or... Huh. Well, at least Nick Saban was entertaining. Nick Saban got angry, you know?
Rat poison. That's a good term.
And that's all I'm going to say about that, so quit asking. Like, damn. Like, damn, bro, I know the game's just over, but damn, man. Coaches say nothing. Here's the rest of the coaches poll top 25. UGA is number one. Ohio State is two. Oregon, the Ducks, they're number three. Bo Nix is hanging out with Sean Payton, and in comes Dylan Gabriel. Number four, you got Texas. Number five, you got Alabama. Jalen Milroe, ain't no questions about who's going to throw that ball. Kalen DeBoer, we got that answer. Ole Miss is here at number six. Notre Dame at seven. Michigan is at eight. Can't wait to see how far they fall. Hey, Hickey, Penn State is here at number nine. What gives? They're ahead of Florida State, and that rounds out the top 10. You got Missouri at 11, LSU at 12. Hickey, are you shocked that Penn State is up there at 9?
No. No, I'm not. They have a lot of talent. Every year there's always a lot of promise. Now, unfortunately, they've not followed through on that promise, but they are usually a preseason darling.
You think they're going to make the playoff? They're going to make the playoff this time, huh? Now
yes.
We got 12 teams. Okay.
Now they have 12 teams. They will make the playoff. If not, James Franklin, I think we're looking for a new job.
I think so. Now, if there's a team that I expect to fall here, a couple of teams, Michigan is not sticking around at eight. I could see the back end of the season being a disaster. And then I get why everybody's so damn high on Ole Miss, because it is preseason. What else are you going to judge it by? Can they win like a game that actually matters first against decent competition? Because when they actually have to play against good teams or teams that are supposed to be better than them, they never win. And so I'm not high. And I get it. We got a whole open college football playoff now. But I'm not Ole Miss. Not high on them. Michigan, I'm just ignoring the living hell out of them, not expecting a damn thing. And we'll see. I just say congratulations to Ohio State. They don't got to deal with Michigan anymore for now. And if they do lose, then there's going to be some hell to pay for Mr. Ryan Day. Now, having said that, what a shock, what a surprise. Eight out of the top 10 teams are coming out of the Big Ten. Or the SEC. With Texas, we got to watch Quinn Ewers again. I feel like I've been watching this guy in college for the past 20 years. I'm ready to see Arch Manning, and we got more Quinn Ewers. Texas is coming over. Oklahoma is ranked 16th. And I still have to get used to what is now no longer a Power 5. A Power 4. A power. Hickey, I heard that today for the first time and had to go, damn. Pac-12 is nothing. It's crap.
Technically still alive.
With two teams?
With two teams. They could be alive, but not a power conference.
Two teams that have to play in the Mountain West to try to even things out? Come on, what are we doing?
Yes.
Oh, man, what a... All right. We just need to get it down to, you know, we need to get down to a power two and just keep it moving. AFC, NFC, West, East. That's what we need. No more of this stuff. We'll see what happens with these with the rankings as the season goes on. Hey, Hickey, good luck to Penn State, man.
I know you mean that, JR. Thank you. We'll need it this year. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything from them at the end. That's why I said good luck.
How about this? Penn State makes the playoff. First opponent, Georgia. Actually, I would not root for that. Georgia and Athens. Maybe we'll do a little show road trip.
We could do that. We could make that happen.
That'd be a bludgeoning.
No, we really,
but
a what?
Bludgeoning.
A bludgeoning. Oh, I thought you said a budget thing. I said not yet. I said a little bit, but we could do that.
No, it would be a bludgeoning. Yeah. Maybe I should not go to save some money on the budget, but yeah. Athens, you can show me around Athens. We'll see if it's a good time.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
The tailgate. That's what we'll do.
No, I'm not tailgating.
What?
You tailgate and you let me know how it goes. I'm not tailgating out there. No.
Gee, come on. You can have some fun.
I do have
fun.
With
the people here.
I've had my share of fun. I know where to go. That's not a tailgate. That's a little bit more tame than that, okay?
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Hickey, have you ever been to a Georgia Florida game in Jacksonville?
No. I've only heard tremendous things.
World's largest cocktail party. Like, how do you? This is supposed to be a. Come on, this is a football. This is supposed to be around an educational, institutional thing, and they're calling it a cocktail party. Hickey, do you want to know? I can't tell you some of the things that took place over that weekend. I can't.
How about the week? I've seen plenty of trailers rolling like Sunday before the game.
Yeah, man.
A week in advance, they're out there partying it up, getting ready, setting the tone.
I've had my share. Dare I say, I will go to a tailgate. I'm retired. Okay, I'm done.
Whoa.
Retired.
Wow.
Not going to no Georgia.
No tailgate. Georgia Penn State in like December outdoor tailgate. You're out on that.
No, and the weather, if it's here, the weather will be good. But
okay, so that's what we're talking. All right, let's go.
Nah, no thanks.
Jeez, all right.
I'll roll by, but I'll do a remote safely, like 15 minutes from the stadium at like a restaurant.
Wow, Mr. Party over here. Okay, I'll be by myself. I'll watch the ass beating by myself, and then maybe we can meet up afterwards.
Oh no, I'll go out after.
Okay.
Now that I don't do publicly. And nobody will know where I'm at. You can come along for that, Hickey. I'll show you some places, okay?
I would trust you, so I'm in.
Yeah, you shouldn't, but yeah, come along. you learn why not to trust me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, if you want to talk about a team you shouldn't trust, or maybe you should, we're going to talk about the Tennessee Titans. They've been in the news quite a bit over the past few days as they have made some roster adjustments. They have a new head coach. They have a quarterback who they hope is the guy for the future. Paul Kuharski is going to come through and join us on the other side to talk all things Titans. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people tuned in, locked in, coast to coast. Right now, I wanted to focus in on a team that is going through and has gone through so many changes. new head coach, new starting running back, or new wide receivers, new defensive backs. Everything is new there. Even in the news, we got players getting into it with radio hosts. Maybe not good for me. To talk about everything going on with the Tennessee Titans is someone very familiar with them, Paul Kuharsky. Paul, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Good to be with you, JR. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. No hulking defensive linemen coming after you, right? Everything good in your world?
Well, I'm usually, unfortunately, wind up in the middle of stuff like that, but it was not me this time, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, we saw Jeffrey Simmons going ahead and apologizing, but one of the things I wanted to chat with you first out of the gate, out of all the changes, we've seen Jamal Adams now be added to the Tennessee Titans. We see they just signed Quandre Diggs. We know Lajarius Sneed, no longer a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, now a Tennessee Titan. What about these defensive backs and what they've done with this defense? Do you think that some of these Diggs and Adams, that they're going to hold up?
Well, I mean, Diggs wasn't in a Pro Bowl last year, and I know the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything like it used to, but the three Pro Bowls before that he was in. I mean, he's not young, you know, but look, great young players generally don't hit free agency, right? Titans had a bad stretch of drafting, and that's why they are in the position they're in, because Isaiah Wilson played four snaps in the league, because Caleb Farley, is at the back end of their defensive back rotation and is unlikely to make this team, because Dylan Raidens was supposed to fix the Isaiah Wilson problem, and he's a second-string guard. And we could go on and on with a lot of failures, because Treylon Burks, you know, is now a backup coming in to replace DeAndre Hopkins. And so they had a lot of money to spend. And, there weren't a lot of young guys to go get. Lajarius Sneed isn't that old. Lloyd Cushenberry is a top center. They went out and they did what they could. But with a guy like Diggs, they're hoping he's still got some good play left in him. With a guy like Jamal Adams, they know they're taking a flyer and that he's a reclamation project who wants to come and show that he could still play. And if they could get something out of him, great. He didn't cost them much, and they know he's gravy.
And Paul Kuharsky is here with us, the JR Sport Reef Show. You talk about the center, Lloyd Cushenberry. The man who he's going to be snapping the ball to, Will Levis, is expected to hopefully take a jump. We know Calvin Ridley is now in the building. Tony Pollard is in. Derrick Henry is out. DeAndre Hopkins is hurt. What are the fans? What are they expecting from Will Levis? What are you expecting from him going into this next season?
Ridley, by the way, I should have put on that list of expensive and young and a big free agent swing. Look, Will Levis, the Titans have done everything they can to improve things around him. He had two fantastic games last year. He threw four touchdowns against Atlanta, and he set up an incredible Monday night comeback against Miami. He didn't play great otherwise, but they had an awful, awful offensive line, and they had very limited weapons, and they had a defense that wasn't, you know, hunkering down the way they could. It was Mike Vrabel's probably the worst talent he dealt with, and it helped get him fired. So Levis has some very, you know, good attributes. He's got a lot of swagger. He's got a lightning-quick release, and he's got a big arm. Brian Callahan comes in. You know, he dealt with Joe Burrow, and he's dealt with a lot of other good quarterbacks, including Peyton Manning. They hope he knows how to get the most out of Will Levis as they've improved those things around him. I think he's got a chance. They're going to be patient with him and give him every opportunity to grow in the system that's going to be a lot like what the Bengals have been running with Joe Burrow. And all you could do is give him a chance. And look, the country seems to be really down on Will Levis and think he's going to stink. I don't think he's going to stink. I don't know that he's going to be great, but I think he's got a chance to be, the 12th or 13th or 14th best quarterback. And I think he can win with that if your playmakers make plays for him, if the running back split is effective, and if the defense is good. I don't see how the Colts are, hugely better than the Titans. So I think they've got a chance to be significantly better than they were last year.
Well, when you think about, you talked about the running back split between Tony Pollard and Spears. This is going to be vastly different than what we've seen for years with Derrick Henry at the helm. But with DeAndre Hopkins getting older at 32, Calvin Ridley is a proven commodity unless he's picking up a phone and doing some gambling. Like, how much can we honestly expect from this offense? You talk about Callahan. This has an opportunity to either go high or be very, very low. It's like a bunch of pieces slapped together. It's so early. Even the coach is brand new.
Yeah, and their director of football operations is a smart guy named Chad Brinker. I talked to him at the owners' meetings, and he said, with so many new pieces, you see teams get good fast in the league. It's all a matter of how quickly things gel. And some teams gel really quickly and surprise people. Obviously, we hope we're that. But it's possible it doesn't happen fast. It doesn't happen fast for everybody. And so maybe it doesn't happen fast for us. And that doesn't mean it's a catastrophe. That means that, it's a slower process. And that's fully possible as well. And we know teams that win free agency aren't generally big winners when the real thing comes around. So they need big production out of J.C. Latham, their new left tackle, out of Tavondre Sweat, their massive guy in the middle of their defense, and, another draft or two to get a lot younger, because most of the guys we're talking about are not, even Ridley is, older for a big receiver acquisition, late 20s. So they could go a lot of different directions. I think they're an interesting team from the outside. I think they should be regarded as a more interesting team than they are because, like you said, it could go a lot of different directions.
Paul Kuharsky is joining us here, covers all things Tennessee Titans. You alluded to the Indianapolis Colts. We know that they hope that Anthony Richardson can make it through an entire season. Jacksonville and Houston expected to be the top two teams. How long is Brian Callahan going to get to improve this squad? How long is Will Levis going to get before the fans start going, he's not the guy? Because we know the quarterbacks, this gets figured out in about a year before everybody's ready to move on, sometimes two.
Yeah, and, it's not Callahan's choice. So he came here liking Levis. But it is one of those situations where if Levis somehow goes badly, Callahan could say, hey, not my guy, and we need to go get one who I've got my eyes on. And it was complicated, the Levis selection, somewhat. They traded up to get him, but they didn't take him in the first round. They passed on him at number 11, where they took a guard in Peter Skoronski. So, that was part Rand Carthon and part Mike Vrabel in an awkward split of power. Rand Carthon has the personnel power now. But it's very collaborative, like all of these new regimes are. Power is maybe defined, but very, very collaborative. So I think the Titans are going to be patient here. They don't have a lot of choice because they've made a lot of change lately, and constant change is not the path to success. That's been proven time and time again. So Callahan's going to have time. And if Levis doesn't work out, he'll certainly get to be part of choosing the next quarterback. They got a new stadium coming in 2027, and they'd obviously like to be set at the position going into that building.
Well, Paul, Derrick Henry gone now up in Baltimore. He has been the star for the Tennessee Titans pretty much since day one when he actually got healthy. Have people gotten over his loss yet? Is it going to take time? Are we going to have to get some football on the field in the regular season first? Or are people kind of like, okay, he's gone, let's keep it moving?
Well, I think people knew, through a good part of last season that it was going to be his last season. And people love him. There's a segment of the population that surely didn't want to see him go. But I also think it's kind of offset a little bit because the Titans – we're not a modern offense with Derrick Henry. It's predictable that they were going to hand him the ball on first and second down most of the time and throw it on third down. And As good as he was, and as good as he probably will still be for a little while anyway, you know, having two running backs who are going to be bigger pass catchers and not give away what the Titans are doing on first down and the potential for them to throw more on first down and for the Titans to be a much more modern, quote-unquote, offense, I think excites this fan base. And so they're going to have an eye on Derrick Henry for sure. And obviously, if he's going great and they're going terribly, they're going to miss him a lot more and bemoan not re-signing him. But if the Titans you know, are finding some big plays with their big arm quarterback and this new receiving core on first down, I think it'll be a little bit easier to say, hey, we're going a different direction, and it's healthy for the franchise in town.
Yeah, so much about the Titans is brand new from the coach down to some of the players. What they do this upcoming season is something to keep an eye on. Paul, where can people follow you and all of your work with the Titans?
Well, on Twitter or X, if you want to go with that, I'm at Paul Kuharsky NFL, and my website is Paul Kuharsky, KUHARSKY.com. Check it out.
Hey, Paul, thank you for the time, man. Good luck. Well, you got a lot of storylines, okay?
Yeah, nice to be with you. Hope to visit again.
All the time. Catch you on down the line. Paul Kuharsky joining us, covers all things Tennessee Titans. Will Levis going into another year full-time as quarterback. Derrick Henry gone. DeAndre Hopkins injured. Calvin Ridley in. Bringing in Jamal Adams, who I feel like if you put this guy into coverage or you have him tackle somebody, his quadricep might explode. You're bringing in Lajarius Sneed. The Tennessee Titans are just, I don't want to say slapped together, but here's the deal, and this is like with any team. If the quarterback is not going to be good, they're cooked. It doesn't matter about who they brought in and how they play and what the head coach is doing. If Will Levis ain't going to be the guy, and I think he'll be. Hickey, I know you're not necessarily a fan. I consider him to be. I think he's going to be average. I think he's going to be good enough to be their starter. That's it.
Average, yeah. I mean, average is decent. I mean, that's, I mean, what's average? Derek Carr?
Yeah.
You know, like in yeah, that, like, yeah, I mean, okay, yeah. That's, I think that's fair. I think that would be, you could say, a win for the Titans.
Here's the part that sucks, though. Jacksonville, I don't see them hitting the skids like they did last year. Trevor Lawrence got hurt, and of course, we can never count in injuries. Jacksonville and Houston are going to be at the top. Indianapolis Colts will be right in there fighting. Hickey, would you agree with that?
Yep.
They'll be in there fighting. It depends on what happens with Anthony Richardson. And Tennessee is like, hey, let's just put guys together, and I guess they had no choice. I'm still, I can't even say disappointed. Letting go of someone like Mike Vrabel is just the pits. Because I think we all know what happened. This man said, my team stinks. This team sucks. What y'all are doing in regards to roster construction and how they're doing things didn't jive with the ownership. And he got the boot. That's it. And so now they got a guy in Brian Callahan who's going to have to start from the beginning without Joe Burrow. Okay, that's just flat what it is. And so Tennessee, I don't know, would they walk away with 5 wins this season? 6? I'd be a little surprised if they got more than that. Good luck to them. Good luck to Will Levis. Every day they add a new veteran that another team didn't want. We'll see what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of someone who, I guess, not wanted but not appreciated, I'm going to tell you about a Chicago Bears corner who is not happy, who does not feel the respect of his fellow players in the NFL. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research. Am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Paul Kuharsky. PaulKuharsky.com covers all things Tennessee Titans for joining us in the last break. So many changes going on in Tennessee. New head coach, new wide receivers, new running backs, new defensive backs. New. And sometimes that's what the hell you need to move forward. You need a fresh start. Let's see how long it takes for the Tennessee Titans to turn the corner in a new era, a new team. Seems like new everything. And so we'll see how it goes. I think they're going to hit some tough times before things get better. Thank you again to Paul Kuharsky. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, this hour, we didn't just talk about the Tennessee Titans and the changes that they're going through. We also took some time to talk about the coaches poll in college football. Top 25 teams preseason have been released. Coaches look at the Bulldogs, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama as the top five teams to start this upcoming season in about 3 weeks from now. The NFL has done no different, except for the NFL is doing this from a little bit of a marketing perspective. NFL, the league, via its players, not coaches, not fans, not media. The NFL has slowly but surely, all throughout the summer, been releasing its list of its top 100 players. This is a list voted on by the players themselves. And so there's no idiots to blame here in the media. It's just the players. This list has been released. I'm going to give you the top five players. According to players in the NFL, at number five, you have Myles Garrett. At number four, you have Patrick Mahomes. At number three, Christian McCaffrey. At number two, Lamar Jackson. And at number one, you have Tyreek Hill. Yes, you heard me correct. According to the players polled in the NFL, Tyreek Hill is the best player in the entire league. Now, what the criteria is not all that clear, but I will assume that the players took the position of, well, who's the best? Who's the most dynamic? Where I think most people, like me, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not most people. I would take a look at the guys who actually, I don't know, winning. Like the people helping the team win. Granted, the Miami Dolphins ain't squat without Tyreek Hill. If Tyreek Hill was done, I mean, so would the Dolphins be. I don't think the Dolphins are tough enough, worth a damn anyway. Lamar Jackson, yes, one of the most athletic. Is he one of the most durable? I don't know. We'll see about that. He hasn't won anything yet, by the way, besides his two MVPs. Yes, that's awesome. Christian McCaffrey, we know how great he is. Patrick Mahomes is at four. Why? Because he has a dad bod? I'm not so sure. In these lists, it doesn't matter if it's the media or the fans or the players. People are just filling in and writing anything. To be honest, I'm not all that surprised that the NFL players said that Tyreek Hill is the number one player in the league. Because the players, is there a matter of jealousy when it comes to Mahomes? Is there Patrick Mahomes fatigue? Or are people looking at how fast and big and strong, big from a stature standpoint, muscles, not height, you know, Tyreek Hill, is that it? Hickey, are you surprised that the players chose Tyreek Hill at number one?
I'm not, because the criteria they're using to grade the players on is based off what they did last year. It's like a career achievement award. It's not, overall, who do you want, you know, on your team if you had a draft, what player picking first? Everyone's taking Patrick Mahomes. But from my understanding, the criteria was these players we were ranking in order of how they played last year. And I think it's very fair to say Tyreek Hill easily carried that Dolphins offense. They're one of the most explosive in the league. And you look at, you know, Patrick Mahomes, because he's the big headliner.
He's the champ.
Champ, absolutely. But did the Chiefs win the Super Bowl because of him first or the defense? Real argument, you could say the defense last year. Again, not trying to belittle what he's saying. Oh, I'm sorry, what he did. But, like, Patrick Mahomes, was he the best quarterback last year? No. Like, he didn't have a great statistical year. He wasn't lighting the world on fire like we've seen. Like, he's the winner, so he's the ultimate champ. But it's not like he was the best player in 2023 specifically.
Yeah, well, that's if you're straight looking at stats. Like, if you just want to go ahead and look at numbers, you can go ahead and say so. Like, Patrick Mahomes, and by the way, Travis Kelce is number nine on the list. Travis Kelce himself, yeah, he had a great season for a tight end. He didn't have his typical tight end season where he's going over 1,000 yards. That streak has now been broken. I think there's something to say for what somebody can do beyond just stats and numbers. And so there's not going to be a year, unless Patrick Mahomes goes out there and craps the bed, where he's just like, oh, yeah, I went out here and threw, 20 interceptions and I had 30 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. Then I'm going to have to go, okay, this guy's doing too much. He's turned the ball over. It was only, two seasons ago that people thought that Patrick Mahomes was out here doing too much, that the Chiefs were cooked because now he's smelling himself and he's trying to force things. If you just look at the stats and numbers, I get it. I agree with you. But I think somebody like Patrick Mahomes, like he's just a winner. Like, isn't that the name of the game? Like, I wouldn't look at the Chiefs and go, oh, well, they won because of the defense. If you took Patrick Mahomes off that team and replaced him with quarterback Y, I don't know if they would have the same success. The guy that was above them, Lamar Jackson, as great as he is, and I get sick and tired of people deriding him for not winning a championship. But we've heard this over the years. Well, if Lamar Jackson had the weapons, well, Patrick Mahomes don't have the same weapons he has a few years ago. Tyreek Hill is now in Miami. Imagine if these guys were still on the same damn team. But if you took Lamar Jackson and you slapped him onto the Chiefs, Hickey, would you still feel that they were as good as they were? They'd be good, of course. They'd be competitive. I still think Patrick Mahomes is a better fit and a better quarterback for what they do. I think he's better than Lamar Jackson.
So, no, I agree with you. And again, if this was like a draft of every player in the league is available, who are you starting with, starting your team with tomorrow? Everyone, I think, rightfully so, is picking Mahomes. But I think, again, if we're talking about a list of ranking players based on how they did last year and last year only, I don't see how you could say Patrick Mahomes is number one. And the Chiefs were 15th in offense, so it's, again, they're not like they're lighting it up. And I think it's fair to say, like, you can reward a player for greatness while their team does not equal the win total that maybe you thought they should.
I think Patrick Mahomes is looking at this going, hey, I just won. I won a Super Bowl. Okay, if you forget my history, y'all know my history. Even if you just look at last year in a silo, I'm the guy who ended up on top at the end. How am I not the best if I'm the champ? I think the championship speaks louder. NFL players, they look at the skills. Hickey, the players are a bunch of losers, man.
Let me ask you this then. Let's just say in an alternate universe, the 49ers last year instead win the Super Bowl. Would you be arguing for Brock Purdy then to be number one on this list this year?
No. No, I wouldn't. Not just because he won a championship, but even if I have to take a look at the decision making, and I'm trying, and it's difficult to erase a lifetime achievement and what have you. But even if I'm looking at last year, Brock Purdy, I feel people gave him a tough time last year because of all the talent around him and didn't properly credit him for what he was doing, which is good. I think if you're a bum, you ain't going out there throwing 30 touchdowns. You won't even get a chance to throw 30 interceptions because you suck if you're that damn bad. I think Patrick Mahomes did more with less. He had a wide receiver in Rashee Rice, who I think by now we know this guy's a jackass. You don't have Tyreek Hill. You have someone in Travis Kelce who's still going to go out there and be one of the best. But the guy, he looks like he has lost a step. It wasn't until at the end of the year that he really got going. They have been reconstructing this offense. And I think if you take out this key cog, which is one of the best quarterbacks of all time, I don't know if they have the same amount of success. I mean, let's put it this way. If I took Patrick Mahomes and put him on the team, on the 49ers, this guy would be back to throwing 50 touchdowns in a season. Now, that's what I'm saying. We'll see how he feels when the season starts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about somebody who wasn't happy with their standing on the list. And, man, we got a lot of unhappy people. We'll talk about them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.